very familiar scripture. I can quote it, but I'm going to turn it down. Says the thief cometh not before to steal and to kill and to destroy. I read that again. The thief cometh not before to steal and to kill and to destroy. Brother, will you pray over the message tonight? I'm going to take, I want to preach a message. If the Lord will be my helper, I want to preach on the destroyer. You know, we got a destroyer out here tonight.
Right.
And he's going about seeking who he may devour. I'm telling you, he's out. He's out taking and making a roaring sound like a roaring lion tonight. He desires to have thee no more than it was of Peter. He desires to have Peter, for he just take and shake him and shift him as wheat. But the Lord told me to tell you tonight, he said, I pray for you, brethren, that your faith fill thee not. And when I was converted, strengthen my brethren. I'm telling you tonight, we got an adversary, and he wants you tonight. He desires to have you tonight. He's a destroyer.
Right.
He desires to destroy you.
Right.
You know, get my mind back on the little kids tonight, little youth tonight. They taking and they want to commit suicide. That's what kind of world we're living in. He wants to destroy you. He wants to destroy your children. He wants to destroy your grandchildren. He's a destroyer. He's a thief. I'm telling you, he cares not for you tonight.
That's right.
I'm telling you, it must be the man of a little 18-year-old girl. Got a little kid tonight. I'm telling you, she needs help tonight. She needs deliverance tonight. Because she wanted to play with sin. She wanted to get deep in sin. I'm telling you, the devil's going to destroy her.
Right.
He's a destroyer. I'm telling you, he wants to work in the midst of your family tonight. He wants to destroy you.
That's right of him.
He wants to destroy you. He's no respecter of persons either. What he done for one, he'll do for all.
Right.
He'll destroy you. He wants to take and put you against your own household. He wants to put mothers against daughters, fathers against sons. I'm telling you tonight, I'm exposed to those of his own household and their own kindred tonight.
That's right.
He's a destroyer. He's a destroyer. And he wants to destroy. He wants to divide. You know, I can't get my mind off and then youth. I'm telling you, he wants to destroy you right in the youth. I'm telling you, he wants to take them young ones. He don't want to see them go to church. He don't want to see them surrender their life to the Lord. I'm telling you, sin has its paydays tonight. Sin has its payday. I'm telling you, one day they're going to lift up their eyes and they're going to be in torment of hell's fire flame. I'm telling you, he's a destroyer. He's a destroyer tonight. He don't care for you. He wants to kill you. That's what he wants to do. He wants to kill you. But I'm telling you, on the other hand, you know Jesus said in the same scripture, he said, I come that I might give life and give it more abundantly. We can have an abundant life in Christ tonight. We can have an abundant life. All we have to do is take and keep going before the throne of grace. I know we got an adversary, but we need to push it back. We need to push it back tonight. And we need to draw nigh to God. We need to draw nigh to us tonight.
Right. Amen. Right.
You know, that's what's wrong with the house of God today. We don't pray. We don't pray like we used to. We don't fast like we used to. I tell you, that's what makes the devil tremble. It's when we pray and fast.
Right.
I tell you, when you pray and you fast and you get along with God, I'm telling you, there ain't no devil can do nothing with a walking, talking Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, that's what we need.
That's right, amen.
Right.
What we need tonight.
Right.
You know, I'm tired of you, devil. I'm tired of you, Satan. I'm telling you what we can do. We can put in the fight tonight. In the name of Jesus,
right.
He's got to flee.
Praise
amen.
God.
He's got to flee tonight.
Yes, he does.
I'm telling you, we got the power through the name of Jesus. We got power tonight. We're like a mighty army. We marching forward with the power of the Holy Ghost right on our side.
Yes. That's right.
You know, there's going to be times when it seems like all the demons of hell are coming against you.
Right.
It's going to seem like you got all the old demons poking you around. But I'm telling you tonight, that he's not going to come after the ones as he is. He's coming after the ones that ain't his. He's one of them frontline soldiers. He wants to knock you off your feet. But I'm telling you tonight, humble yourself before a mighty hand of God. He'll salt you in due time, casting all your care upon him. For he cares for you.
Right.
He cares for you tonight. He cares. He's the only one that cares. Into a world that feels like it's full of turmoil and through the waves, on the storms are waving. It seems like on both sides. But I'm telling you, right in the midst of the storm, we got the captain of the ark that we can call on. We got the chief cornerstone we can call on. We can call on Jesus.
Right.
I tell you, in the name of Jesus, it's got to flee.
Right. Yes.
I'm telling you tonight, you know, an old thief, he desires to have you tonight, but he can't do nothing. He can't cross the bloodline.
Right.
I'm telling you, when you got the bloodline, when you got the blood applied, he can't cross the bloodline.
Yes.
I'm telling you, if he could cross the bloodline tonight, he would be a saved devil.
That's right.
He can't cross it.
Right.
You know, you've been bought with a price. You've been purchased with a price. You've been purchased with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Right, right, brother.
Right. We bought with that price.
Right.
We bought with a price at Calvary. I'm telling you tonight, you may be going through some of the hardest trials of your life. But I'm telling you, just look back at somebody else. Look back at that little 13-year-old or what age he is. In Greenville Hospital, found him with a rope around his neck, or a belt around the neck, trying to depart from this world. I'm telling you, he's a destroyer.
That's right.
Right.
And you ain't seeing what's behind the scene. You ain't seeing that mama and that daddy. You ain't seeing that grandma and that grandpa. You ain't seeing that grief. He's a destroyer.
That's right.
He desires to destroy you.
That's right, he does.
In the same way, that's what he is. He's a destroyer. You know, the destroyer could be on the way tonight. That's what he desires to do. He desires to always keep something going.
Right.
He desires to do those things.
Right. Yes.
You know, I'm just stop here to tell you tonight. We fight against not flesh and blood, but against powers
right.
and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places tonight.
Amen.
That's what we fight against. We fight the spiritual warfare. I tell you, where's it fought at? It's fought in the mind. That's where it's at. That's where the enemy torments at. It's in the mind.
Right.
You know, I can remember when I was a young Christian coming up, the old enemy, he tried to come against my mind, he tried to come against my thoughts, and I just had to get alone and got somebody to pray for me, got somebody to lay their hands on me, I'm telling you tonight, that's a battlefield. But I'm telling you, he knows that he's not lost. When you covered by the blood of the precious Lamb of God, he's a lost. He's going to lose his side.
Right.
Man, he's got to go. He's got to go.
Right.
Huh? He's a destroyer.
Yes, he is.
You know, that one thing he desires, the destroyer, the liar. He desires to tear you apart. He desires to tear the house of God apart. He desires to tear the men of God apart.
Right.
He desires to tear the Sunday school teachers apart. He desires to have each and every one of us tonight. He don't want us to do nothing for God. He wants to shut us up. He wants what he wants to do tonight.
That's right. Right. Come on, brother. Go ahead.
He wants to shut us up.
Yes, he does.
But we got to keep going.
Yes,
we got to keep going. Right. It's going to be worth it all if we keep trotting that path. If we keep beating down that path.
Yes.
I'm telling you, you ain't the only one that's been on that path. These others that went on the mountaintop, he trotted that path before us. I'm telling you, it may not have been an easy road. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it all.
Right.
It's going to be worth every trial, every temptation, and everything a child of God goes through. It's going to be worth it all one day when we get thrown out of that crown at Jesus' feet.
That's right.
Amen.
You know, one of these days, if we keep pushing through all the enemy tries to bring against our mind, I'm telling you, we're going to have a crown.
Yeah.
We're going to see the Lord Jesus Christ
who
died for us. But the Bible tells us we got to endure.
Right.
The Bible says that the one that endures to the end, that same shall be saved. And you know, we saved on credit. But I thank God we got a good credit plan. All we have to do is walk the way of holiness. That's all we have to do tonight is keep our robes clean, keep our garments white. That's what we got to do tonight.
Amen.
Oh, you see, God, it don't matter what the enemy brings against us. It don't matter what he brings against us tonight. He may be a destroyer, trying to destroy your family on the outside of the church world. You know, I got family he's coming against. He's coming against tonight. He comes against them with drugs. He comes against them with alcohol. He comes against them with things of this world. But I'm telling you tonight, that stuff is destroying people. And it's bringing forth death tonight. The destroyer is loose. The destroyer is on the way tonight.
Right,
he's on the way. He's on the way. That's a destroyer. He's a destroyer.
He,
you know, that stuff that puts mama against daddy. It puts brother against brother and sister against sister. I tell you, that's what it does. It's a destroyer tonight.
Yes,
that's right.
It's a destroyer. And I'm just going to wait on out home and preach a little bit. You know, I can remember coming up drinking alcohol, and me and my older brother, we'd get in fist fights. We'll hate each other. We disliked each other. But I'm telling you, that's what the destroyer wanted to do. He wanted me to destroy my brother, and he wanted my brother to destroy me. But I'm telling you tonight, he's a liar. We need to get on a path of holiness. We need to walk on a path of holiness. These victories in the blood of Jesus. This victory.
Yes.
This victory.
Yes.
You know, I've seen this different things destroy families. Destroy them.
Yes.
You know, each and every one of us tonight, we're facing different things that the enemy might be trying to destroy us with. But you know what my Bible tells me? When the enemy comes in like a flood. When he comes in like a flood, in the Spirit of the Lord, he'll rise up a standard against him. I'm telling you, each and every time he tries to come in, I'm telling you, the Lord reaches up that standard.
Yes.
He lifts it up.
Right.
You know, it must have been a mind of old brother Job. You know, old Satan desired to have him. He went before the Lord, and the Lord asked him, "Have you considered my servant Job? He's a perfect and upright man, one that feared God and eschewed evil." And the Lord said, "Yeah." Old devil said, "Yeah, I told him I had a desire to have him. Yeah, I want to tempt him a little bit. But have you got a hedge about him? Have you got a hedge about everything he owns? Lift that hedge, and he'll curse thee in your face tonight. I'm telling you tonight, each and every time the old Satan wants to come against you, he's got to go before the Lord."
That's right.
You got to go before him.
Yes.
Oh, what a devil's a hell to come against you. But he got to go before him. He got to have that permission. Because we is tonight. We is.
That's right.
I'm glad to know that I'm one of his. I'm one of his. I've been bought with a price.
Yes.
Of the precious blood of Calvary. When he took and was nailed to that tree. And he bowed his head. And he said, "It's finished." And he gave up the ghost. I'm telling you, he done it for me. Where I won't have to go to a place of torment. Where I don't have to live the way I used to live. I can live victorious. I'm more than a conqueror tonight. Through Christ Jesus. I'm more than a conqueror.
Yes.
I can conquer all the enemy of hell throws against me. I can conquer it through him.
Yes.
As long as we walk hand in hand. You know what the Bible says? If you abide in me and I abide in you, you ask what he will and it shall be given.
Right.
I'm telling you, I'm abiding in him tonight and I am his. And he's going to go all the way for me. He's undead. No more than this right here. I brought it up in one service. You know, footprints in the sand. You see that one footstep. And you know, the writer said, "Well, why did I see, just in my own words, why did I see only one footprints on the sand?" He said, "Son, daughter, that's when I was carrying you." In other words, that's when he's carrying you. When you think you can't get through, when you don't feel like your prayers reaching no further than the ground through the ceiling, he's carrying you. He's carrying you tonight. I'm telling you, that's what we need to do. We just need to take a stand to with God. We need to keep going to them secret places. We need to get in that secret place with God. You know the word it says in Psalm 91, a man that gets into the secret places of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I'm telling you, that's what I desire to do. When the enemy starts coming at me, I want to get in them secret places. There's some things my wife can't help me with, Brother Bowen. There's some things my family can't help me with.
That's right.
I got to have the Lord's help.
Right.
I got to have the Lord's help. There are times I'd like to be all along with Christ the Lord. These times I'd like to be that way, brother. For I can take and get along with him and tell him about my problems all alone.
Right.
I'm telling you, he hears tonight.
Amen. He does.
He hears. Who am I preaching to? He loves each and every one of us.
Yes,
he said he even loves the sparrows. One didn't fall to the ground without the Father knowing it. I tell you, he takes care of you.
Yes.
He loves you tonight.
Yes.
He loves you so much tonight. He died for you. Don't you think he'll take care of you?
Yes.
It don't matter what's coming against you. It don't matter what's blowing against you. Just think of the one on down the road a little bit. What kind of storm they might be in.
Right.
What the destroyer might be doing. You know, I called Belton the other day. Well, yesterday. Called his sister Reese. You know, she has to lift Brother Reese up and down on that lift. She said, "Brother," she said, "my legs are getting bad on me." She said, "I got chest pains going in my heart and in my shoulders." I'm telling you, it's no more than this right here. The destroyer is trying to destroy her. He's just what he wants to do. But she said, "I'm going to Dr. Jesus tonight, and he can't fix it. There ain't no doctor can fix it." What do you think about somebody saying something like that? It don't matter what the enemy brings against her. She knows who she serves tonight.
Right. Right, amen.
She knows who she serves.
Right.
A destroyer. You know, that's so many times. You know, if you look at the Apostle Paul, he had a destroyer trying to destroy him. You know, there was many times, you know, one time he was shipwrecked, a night and a day in the deep. I'm telling you, it was a peril of the waters. I'm telling you tonight, he was in different things tonight, different kind of storms where the devil was trying to destroy him. But he held on to the faith.
Yeah.
So we got to hold on. It's no more than the psalmist David. You know when Saul came about to kill him? I'm telling you tonight, he had a hold on. You know the devil was wanting to kill him. He said, by this time, he said, your father, excuse me, he said, your father desires to kill him. I just preached that the other night. One step between you and death. That's what the devil tries to do.
Right.
He wants to destroy you.
Yes.
He wants to destroy you tonight.
Right.
I know we're few in number tonight, but I feel it is
to
destroy you. You know, he must not be on the way tonight. You may not be going through nothing tonight, but you just remember what this preacher boy tried to tell you. The destroyer just might be coming towards your house tonight. He might be trying to break at your house tonight. I'm telling you, we got a destroyer.
Yes.
Here in 2013, I've never seen a destroyer, an enemy, a devil work against a church and a house of God like he does now. I tell you, when I got here in 2002, it's a whole lot different than it is now. Why is that, preacher? Because the destroyer, he's coming on stronger because he knows his time is short.
Right.
It's short tonight. I tell you what his future is. His future is cast in to the lake of fire that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. That's where he's going. That's where the one that stresses him's going. He's going to hell.
Right.
He knows his time is short.
That's right.
He knows his time's short. He's trying to do what he can do against the child of God now. But I'm telling you, his power is limited.
It's
limited. The Lord said, I got all power
in
heaven and in earth. He's got it tonight. We're serving a mighty big God, and he loves you. He loves you tonight.
Yes.
I tell you how big my God is. The earth is his footstool tonight. Heaven's his throne.
Right.
The earth of his footstool. That's a big God. I'm telling you, we need to go to the old mountains. It seems like standing before us in God. And we need to tell them tonight how big our God is. I tell you tonight, we can go against you tonight and say, take and turn my family loose. Let him alone. I'm telling you, we can stand in the gap tonight, church. We can stand in the gap. Ever since I got that phone call, kids doing something like that, brother, it just grips the heart. That's youth. That's youth. You know, we need to serve the Lord from our youth. I wished I would have served the Lord from my youth up, but I didn't. I had many wasted years. Many years that a locust worm and a pomegranate worm ate. But I'm telling you now, I can do what I can do for the child of God. I can do what I can do for the church. Let me help others make it through.
That's right.
I'm going to help others. That's where it's at tonight.
Yes.
The destroyer. I'm not going to reach home because I can't do it. But the destroyer, he desires to have the ones that you hold closer to your heart. He desires to have them.
Yes, right.
He desires to have each and every one of us. These altars is open tonight. These altars is open. I preach long enough. I can't do it, but he can.
Yes.
He can tonight. The destroyer.
Yes.
The destroyer.
Because.